USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Hannah is heading toward the Texas Gulf Coast, threatening to bring possible tornadoes. Meteorologist Jeff Derridelli.
The biggest concern is rainfall. From Corpus Christi to Brownsville and westward, 6 to 12 inches widespread rainfall is likely, but some places will pick up 20 inches in spots, so watch out for flash flooding. This is a strengthening storm, and because of momentum, these types of storms tend to produce more damage at landfall.
In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
This is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
A record-setting TV host has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Now, here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
Regis Philbin set the record for most hours on TV over a career that spanned from the early 1960s through just a few years ago. His affable personality and humor made him a hit. President Trump saying of him just a couple of years ago.
Regis doesn't really understand how important he is, and there's something very beautiful about that.
Among the few celebrities often known by their first name only, Regis died at 88 at his home in Manhattan early Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also, one of the co-founders of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, has passed away. His family said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 with the rest of the band. He was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The coronavirus pandemic has forced millions of people to lose their jobs, and there's a new report that a number of those restaurants will remain closed even after the economy reopens. With more, here's USA's John Clemens.
Every segment of the economy has been hurt by COVID-19, but restaurants have lost more jobs and lost the most revenue than any other in the country. Now, people like consultant Mark Siebert of iFranchise tells us many of those restaurants may remain closed.
I would say it's going to be somewhere between 10 and 20% of the restaurants that are out there are not going to reopen, given that there's almost 700,000 restaurants in the U.S. That would mean 60 to 120,000 potentially new locations, or locations that landlords are going to have to fill. They will be getting very aggressive with their pricing in that process to try and get those places filled instead of having dark stores.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than three decades, has grappled with several public health crises, including the AIDS epidemic and now COVID-19. In an interview with CNN, Fauci said the magnitude of criticism he is now receiving is different than ever before, and that he and his family continuously are seriously threatened. Fauci said the criticism has been pushed aside as stupid people saying stupid things. Fauci said the amount of hate mail against him, his wife, and his daughters is not good. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.